Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mike is the chairman of the National Advisory Board of American Enterprise Institute's Global Initiative Internet Strategy Project. Mike, thanks again for being here. Mike, as you know, folks, former chairman and CEO of Network Solutions, the forerunner to ICANN. Mike, I want to. I can't let you get out of here without talking some little more high level technology. We are a few years ago. I started calling the state of cyber, the cyber state we're in right now, as World War III. I've been saying that we are in World War III. It's not. It's a war where ordnance is not found. It's all about digits. It's all about technology. It's all about being online and the exposure that we any of us have. And we're not only in World War III, but America is not winning that war. And with regard to China, with what they're trying to do right now to try to save themselves from this horrible thing that they've visited on us, this coronavirus that they could have prevented, in order to save themselves, they're redoubling their assault on us. What do you think?
Jim, I agree with you. You and I have talked about this for a long time now. I mean, the digitization of the globe, for everybody listening, started in the dot-com boom days in Silicon Valley in about 1995. Mm-hmm. I was part of that when I took Network Solutions public, dead in the middle of all of it. I knew I was on the road shows selling our stock to take Network Solutions public with Jeff Bezos, who became who was CEO of Amazon. Everybody mm-hmm. knows Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world. If you think about that story and you think about what's happened, two things have happened. One is everybody's wired up and connected, and every day that continues all over the globe for people who aren't. Number two, the people who are the bad guys, including China at the top of the list with the Iranians, Russians, and North Koreans, they've found every way to try to take advantage of us all being online. Everything's hooked up. Everything's networked. Mm-hmm. So this major global war that's been ongoing, and I couldn't agree with you more, it's a cyber war, and it's a dangerous situation. Everybody who's been hacked, everybody who's had to pay ransom to get their business back, knows yep. this in spades, and they'll never forget it, Jim. It's a number one threat to what we call the new digitized world. Cyber is an integral part, and unless you're protected, you're in trouble. That's all I can tell you.
We can call our military the best in the world, and it is. And China can't beat us militarily, but they not only can beat us in the cyber war, but they are beating us. They are winning in the cyber war, aren't they? Because we've allowed this to happen.
Jim, I won't say they're winning. They win in certain areas. It's a standoff in my mind. But until we recognize what we're faced with, which is the Chinese use cyber to steal our intellectual mm-hmm. property, to get our secrets out of our companies, two, they've used economic warfare to get most of the pharmaceutical production based in
We all have to be less naive, don't we, Mike? I mean, not just the government, but Wall Street. The companies that we all work, that are our customers, the companies that you support, we all have to be more diligent and less naive and more. We have to be, and I'm going to say this, Mike, we have to be a little more militant, I think, about protecting our stuff. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, we do. And wake up, everybody. Wake up. Government, people, everywhere. This is a full-scale assault on the Western way of life, our way of business, and our national security by the Chinese, no question about it.
And what we've seen this week in Hong Kong tells us that, the Chinese, are they, and this is really the last thoughts, is Xi Jinping getting to a desperate situation right now with what he's doing in Hong Kong? Do you think there's some desperation there that could bode badly for us?
Probably, because they're not going to let Hong Kong do anything but be taken more under their protection and security and totalitarian regime, Jim. So, no, this has been coming for a long time. They're using the pandemic to try to tighten screws on Hong Kong.
Yep. This is a moment in history, folks, we should all mark. Mike Daniels, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership and your wisdom. Come back soon.
Great to be with you, Jim, and all your listeners. Take care, everybody.
We'll see you next time. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.